everybody.
Hey, everybody.
It's Carly and Johnny with the Ghost Wolves Podcast.
Ghost Wolves Podcast.
We're back. We took a break for quite a bit, quite a long time. Well, since we got back from Europe.
Yeah.
On the whole podcast thing.
We sure did, yeah.
Doesn't mean we've been taking a break from
everything.
Everything else.
We didn't forget about you guys, though.
Yeah, and we appreciate you listening. We have a lot to tell you about, a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, where do we start?
My birthday!
Yeah. Now let's go back farther. Let's talk about the record and then going on tour.
Start where you want to start.
Okay, well, on September 6th, our new record came out.
That was a big day. Yeah, we've had a big month.
And I call it a record because it's a vinyl record, but it's really an EP. It's a 3-song, extended play, 7-inch vinyl. Came out on Third Man Records.
Third Man Records, y'all. Jack White's record label. We're so stoked. Everything they do is amazing. They're just, they have the style, they have the swagger, they have the...
Their roster is incredible.
The roster.
The catalog.
Everything.
It seems like everything they do is pretty rad, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
We're big fans of the label.
You can go in their store and just buy, like, every cool record, if I feel like that... Wanda Jackson and Quentin Tarantino soundtrack and what else? Guitar Wolf.
Well, they have Sun Records back catalog, so you know Jerry Lee Lewis and
Elvis. They have Elvis records. I didn't see any Elvis, but maybe they sold out of those.
A bunch of old blues guys. Just they have an amazing catalog.
Muddy Waters.
Now we're a part of it.
Yeah.
We're a part of their catalog, and we're.
Really, we're freaking out, man. And we've been kind of waiting all year because we recorded the music I guess we finished it around January or February. We sent it around to some people and they wanted to put it out, but it took a long time because they're so busy. So it took a long time to even get the records pressed. They own their own pressing plant. And it took forever. I mean, they had so many records. Like, the Rack and Tours albums were going out right then, and they were just real busy. So, finally, September 6th, here it comes, and boom, there it is.
Yeah, we sent it out to a bunch of different people, and when we heard back from them, we were just ecstatic, celebrating. Like, yeah. We've been celebrating this since February. But now, you get to celebrate it with us. Because
yeah.
We're finally able to announce it, and now it's out in the world.
If you don't have a copy yet, you should really get one, because I think they're selling pretty fast from what I'm hearing, so...
Yeah, and this is a one-time run. I think they made,
A couple thousand.
2,000. Yeah, so...
Which isn't a lot, so that's...
You can get them on their website, you can get them at their store in Nashville, or at their store in Detroit. This tour, we visited both the stores, and... saw our record there on the shelf, and it was amazing. Yeah, we're super, super, super excited. This is like the most exciting thing that's happened for this band.
Oh yeah, besides starting it.
Well, yeah, I mean besides starting it, but as far as releasing music,
yeah,
this is, just like,
well,
we've had our eye on this since we started the band. Like,
well, yeah, we've always known they were the coolest label out there. I mean. Pretty much.
We've got that question so many times. Like, oh, you guys should work with Third Man Records. Have you ever sent your music to Third Man Records? You guys would fit in perfect with what they're doing. And finally, it's happened.
Boom.
So we're super thankful about it. We're just like...
Yeah.
We're super grateful and excited. We want you to hear the music. So it's 3 songs. Crooked Cop is on the A side. And then the B side is Fist... And then Day Will Follow Dawn. So it's cool they got to fit 3 songs on the 7-inch.
And it's on Spotify and Apple Music and everything. You can go listen to it right now. Please just turn it on and leave it on if you can. Turn your speakers off if you're sleeping or something. But
put it on repeat.
Yeah, put it on repeat.
And just let it roll and let it roll and let it roll. Because, you know, that'll help us. That'll help us out. You want to help us out?
You want to help us out? That's how you help us out. It doesn't cost you nothing.
Yeah.
And buy a copy because that's cool too. So what else is going on? We just did a whole tour.
Yeah, it's like a 2-week run. We're in Arkansas now, headed south, headed home.
Playing freaking everywhere.
Yeah, it was like a quick 2-week tour, but it was a lot of shows and a lot of great
shows.
Kansas
City. We played to Bacocada, we went to Codfish Hollow, which is this really amazing barn venue.
Yeah, it was their festival, GARP, and a bunch of different bands, two stages. It was really fun.
It was
fun.
Pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
We played on this valley stage, and it was like a small stage set in front of a building that had collapsed on this old farm. But they had lit it up, and it just looked really cool.
Super spooky.
It looked like modern art. It was so neat looking. Yeah, real spooky.
Yeah, right next to this haunted house that we almost slept next to, but then it started storming and lightning was striking, and we were right next to this like weird tunnel that went under the house, and we were just like, maybe we should move the van. We should go up the hill and
go. We were camping out. I'm so glad we moved out.
Yeah.
We
got real scared.
Yeah, Codfish Hollow is a little spooky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But that makes it fun.
It makes it fun.
And the people who run it, they're kind of spooky. Like, they're kind of goth.
They love Halloween. Yeah, their bathroom up at the house has, like, a million fake spiders, like, all over the walls and everything. It's really scary. Even though you know they're fake, it's still really scary.
So, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was fun playing in the valley because the music just traveled through the valley and just like went.
Oh yeah,
you could hear it.
Well, it's way out
miles
out of the
away.
You can be as loud as you want.
Yeah, we were loud.
We were pretty loud.
We were as loud as we could possibly be.
Oh my god. Then we played Chicago. We played Reggie's, very rock and roll.
We love Reggie's.
Then we played.
That was during the Riot Fest. So
yeah,
they had buses running back and forth to the festival and dropping people off.
Not just any bus though. They have these old school buses. This is this big club in Chicago. It's like amazing place, and they have a fleet of buses that are all graffiti painted on.
Yeah.
It's really funny. And then they have delivery trucks too that are all graffitied up. They look like just something out of Mad Max or something.
Yeah, and their logo is, "We're not happy until you're not happy."
Oh my god. And they're just, yeah, they're amazing.
They're insane.
We love playing there. And then we played Detroit. Played PJ's Logger House.
Yeah, which that building's for sale, so
anybody looking for a building.
I don't know how much longer they're gonna be around, but that place has been there forever and
very
it's
classic.
A really cool venue. And
what makes it cool?
Just how it's been broken in. I mean they've been having shows there for decades and it's just really worn in a way that you just go in there and you feel like you're a part of history there.
Feels like a real classic neighborhood bar too, which I really like. You can go in there and it's just got this neighborhood bar grill kind of New Orleans kind of feel.
Yeah, it does have a New Orleans
it's
feel.
It's very New Orleansy. And then the others, yeah, and then with
they
the venue.
Good food, a lot of vegan options. And then also downstairs there's a record store and a vintage store. So, you know, it's just cool.
It's just cool. Yeah, it really is cool. I hope they stick around.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then we went down. We played in
Cleveland.
Cleveland, the Beachland, which was a really pretty interesting place, too.
Yeah.
It was Croatian, I think?
I'm not sure.
I think it was some kind of Eastern European immigrant meeting place, like this building that they built. And then it got turned into a venue not too long ago.
Yeah, they have a big stage, the ballroom, and then the tavern is a smaller stage. That's where we played. And then I love in the green room, they have an old school jukebox. And we cranked that thing all the way up, and it's just free for, you know, whoever's down there. So we were just playing all these cool tracks and dancing and getting ready for the show and stuff. It was really fun.
And we played Cincinnati on Friday night at the Motor Pub. That got pretty wild, too.
Yeah, late show.
We went on at midnight. And then we went to Indianapolis. And we played with Brother Our Brother. And then we went to Nashville and had the best birthday ever!
Ah!
Carly had the best birthday ever.
I feel like I
had a birthday, too. Because I was just hanging out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
We celebrated. We played a fun show at a cool place called the High Watt, which was our first time to play at that venue. And it was...
very professional.
Yeah, very professional. Great sound. Nice stage. Good lights. You know, it was in a big building with several other venues in the building.
Beautiful.
a lot of cool people came out. You know, we were super excited to be in Nashville, especially after the release of the Third Man vinyl, because that's where their headquarters are. So we had some people come from Third Man, and then the next day we stopped by the store, the Third Man record shop, and did a little visit. So
yeah, we did a little visity.
So that was cool.
Visitation.
Took a picture
and
got to, you know, pick up a few things. I got a cool guitar pedal that they're selling there, a special edition.
It's a plasma pedal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear what that sounds like through my amps.
Yeah.
Super excited about that.
So.
And then
the coolest thing ever happened.
So
I think it was the coolest thing ever.
We were.
Maybe like top three coolest things ever possibly could ever happen to our band. And, well, not could possibly, but ever has happened, right?
Ever has happened.
Yeah,
so far.
Like top three would be going to Tokyo and playing. What would number two be? Maybe even top two. I don't even know.
I don't know. I mean, just tell them what happened.
Okay, so we were hanging out and we're standing there and we're.
We were both looking down at this record saying, oh, this is a cool cover.
It was the Hateful Eight.
Music.
Soundtrack. Tarantino movie. And they have it on vinyl and double vinyl. It's so cool. So I like really wanted a copy. So we were thinking about getting it. I'm like, well, I can't really remember the music in that movie, but it's a cool movie, right? So the music's got to be great. It's Tarantino.
It's a really cool cover. So we were both looking at it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Jack White just like comes right up to us and we both look up and there he is. We didn't see him coming at all.
No. He came out of the office.
And we both look up and he's like, hey, I really like what you guys are doing. And we were just
I froze.
I
looked up. I saw him walking like two, three feet away from me, taking the step toward me. I was just like, I mean, if you could see me right now, I just had this like deer in headlights.
He was like, yeah, totally stunned.
I was totally deer in headlights. I mean, I have been a fan of his since I was 12, right? And I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, so he's coming up and he's shaking our hand and saying that he really likes what we're doing.
We're just like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I thought that maybe he'd heard our record, but he's a busy guy and he's got a lot of people that work at the label. Like, maybe it was even possible he hadn't heard us yet, but they had just put it out because they liked us or something. You know what I mean? Like,
well, we don't know how it works.
We don't know how it works there, but
he's on tour with the Racketeer, so we didn't even know if he was going to be around. You know, we certainly were not expecting to meet him.
I was secretly hoping we'd meet him.
So
I think everybody goes there secretly.
He asked us about our show, and we were telling him about that, and he said he would have made it, but he was at a played at a surfing competition.
And then you started giving him a hard time.
Yeah, I was like, oh, surfing in Nashville. Yeah, now I've heard it all. He was like, oh, no, we just got back. We were out in California and all this stuff. And then,
Carly likes to give important people hard times. I've noticed. Just like at the most inopportune moment, which is so funny.
But anyway, so then, of course, everybody in the record store surrounded him and like wanted to take a picture and wanted to tell him, you know, their story and all of this. And he was being real cool about all that. But they were kind of going out the door to try to get to lunch and escape the mob. But
yeah, he really did get mobbed. But he was being real cool to everybody. He was, you know, kind of shooting the shit with the people that were there, and it was awesome, man.
Yeah,
he took
and then,
pictures with everybody that asked him to. We didn't ask him for a picture because we just figured, hey, you know, he's busy. Like,
yeah, it was kind of just not
the right time.
Yeah.
But then on the way out, he gave us a wave and a nod, and I saluted him.
Yeah,
I gave him a really dorky salute. It was funny as shit. Right? Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
That's just.
So we
kind of
just
live for those moments as a band, I feel like. Just
you do.
Knowing that someone that you have so much admiration for and their work and just such an influential character in the music world that likes what you're doing too. I don't know. It means a lot.
It really does. It's very encouraging, you know.
It's very encouraging.
On cloud nine over here.
I think we'll keep the band going now.
So, yeah, we're excited to get back to Austin. We're going to be playing at ABGB coming up on October 5th. That's a Saturday.
Yeah, for all you Austin cats.
Yeah, and then we are going to be writing and recording through the end of the year, you know, with a few gigs here and there, but no more touring until next year. So we're excited about that, having time at home
to
focus on writing.
We're going to Wisconsin, don't forget. That's kind of like a mini tour.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I mean, we're flying.
Three shows.
Well, we're flying to Wisconsin. So if anybody's in Wisconsin, we're coming to see you too.
That's true.
Around Halloween.
Green Bay.
Yeah, just Green Bay, actually.
Private show.
So, anyways, that's the news from the Chevy van on I-40 West, just west of Little Rock, Arkansas.
I thought it was south.
September 24th. I hope it's west. Are we going the right way?
Anyways, we love you.
We love you, people.
Thank you for all the birthday wishes, everybody.
Yeah.
I had such a good day. I mean, I couldn't have asked for anything else.
And if you haven't got Carly a present yet, all we ask is that you order a copy of our record directly from Third Man Records, because
it makes us look good.
It makes us look good.
Yeah, come on. You
want us to look good, right? If we sell all those records, like, I don't know, man. Maybe they'll do another one. You never know.
Yeah, happy it's my birthday.
Happy it's Johnny's, not Johnny's birthday, but
you
it's Carly's birthday.
A 7-inch vinyl record from Third Man Records. All you have to do is buy it.
They're $11 shipped. So it's like you get a sweet piece of vinyl for $11 shipped. That's so cheap.
I don't care if you even have a record player or
not. Just get it.
Just get it.
Put it in a frame.
Yeah, frame it.
Some people have done that. I saw a few pictures.
Put it in a treasure chest. Put it in your jukebox. Put it in your, where else could they put it?
Down your pants.
Okay.
If that's what you like.
Yeah.
We won't judge.
Melt it into a, ashtray. Do whatever you're gonna do. Just buy it.
Buy it.
Now. Do it.
Ah! All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.